Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz for Sunday, September 13th. This is the Jazz Queen.
This is Mike Reynolds.
And we may lose Mike today because he is watching the football game.
It is the first Sunday of football, people, okay? So I know everybody's watching the game today. I mean, it's like I said, football season is back, so.
Oh, my gosh. So if Mike disappears from the chat room, you know why, because he's hanging out watching the game. Are you winning? Did you bet on this game?
Well, I didn't bet on the game. No, I'm actually watching the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's a good game. It's a very good game. Like, the Redskins play at four, but as everybody knows, I'm a Cowboys fan, and they're up right now, so I'm happy about that.
Wow. Okay. So I'm not a sports person at all, really. So I don't know anything about the game. I don't keep up with the players and all of that. Even Cool Jazz Convo say she's watching the game as well. So, all righty, we'll see how this goes. So our guest today is Darren Cookie Moore. He is a bassist, and he will be calling in about 15 minutes to talk about his CD, A New Beginning. I'm sorry, A New Love. But before we, what I would like to do is introduce you guys to a brand new show coming up on Blog Talk Radio called Cool Jazz Conversations. And Joy, if you will go ahead and call in 646-716-5485 and tell us about your show. She will be interviewing artists as well. Her show debuts on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll wait for her to call in to give us some more information on her show. But I want to let you know that yesterday, Mike, I went to see Adrian Burst perform. Adrian is 19 years old. He is a saxophonist. He lives here in Las Vegas, and he was performing at the Cultural Fest yesterday. And, oh, my God, he is so good. He has grown so much musically. He is so good. He was playing Paul Taylor's PT Cruiser, and Paul was at the event and came on stage afterwards to congratulate Adrian. Now, Adrian is a huge fan of Paul Taylor's, and Adrian shared this story about how at 8 years old, he heard Paul's music on the radio and wanted to know who was playing, who it was, and what instrument he was playing. And from that, he picked up the saxophone, and he started playing, all because he heard Paul's music on the radio. And he is very, very good. So I recorded some of his performance, and it's on our Talking Smooth Jazz YouTube page. His name is Adrian Burst, and the name of the band is called Enlighten, and they were so good. And one of the band members, Glassbert Washington, who is his keyboardist, who's also really sort of like the musical director, put the band together like a couple of weeks ago for this event. And so they have a bass keyboardist, a drummer, a female keyboardist, and then there was a guy, a 19-year-old guy there that played the violin that performed with him. He was good, too. It was really, really good. So I just got my Adrian on the video. I didn't get the entire band, just Adrian, because I'm a huge fan of his. I'm so proud of him, and I'm so glad to see that he is getting some exposure. So it is on our Talking Smooth Jazz on YouTube, so I'm going to go and check that video out. And we have Miss Joy Hall on the phone. Hi, Joy.
Hey, Terry. How you doing? How am I?
I'm doing.
Hey, how's it going, Joy? How are you today?
All right. Good to talk to both of you. Thanks for giving me a couple of minutes.
Oh,
hey,
sure. So
tell
us about Cool Jazz Conversations.
Well, Terry, I want to just say, first off, thank you so much because you've been a great help with this. And basically what I'm trying to do is the same thing that many of us are trying to do out there, which is draw attention to all the good music out there. Mike and I are in the same area, and there's tons of good music here, there, and everywhere, and you only hear a select bit of it. So I'm just really trying to get out there and put another show out there that gives people the opportunity to hear all the good music. So hopefully they'll listen to you, they'll listen to me, they'll get a lot of good music out there and find out what's going on, because as your show said yesterday, there's not a whole lot of avenues out there to find the music.
But
Carol Ray did mention it's out there, but you got to find it. So I'm just trying to find another avenue. You know, so hopefully people will listen. Tomorrow we have Ken Navarro on. I'm also going to be having a local celebrity here, Trish Hennessy, who does the 911 local WHSC, which is out of Hartford Community College. She's going to be talking about some of the artists that she interviews and what she's doing to bring radio, smooth jazz or jazz radio, back to the Maryland, D.C. area. She has a huge campaign that she started to bring jazz back on the air here in Baltimore.
Oh.
We have a lot of people who said, what happened? They, you know, people were listening. People were listening, and they really enjoyed it. And they were upset when this area lost their radio station. So she's working hard to do that. She's going to be doing that tomorrow, and I'm going to be doing my Cool Jazz Pick of the Week and my Fine Wine Vintage Jazz feature, which actually is going to be interesting because it's going to be my great-uncle tomorrow. So I'm not going to say who he is yet. But my great uncle was a musician, and somebody emailed the show, well, sent a message to my Facebook page for the show and said, I'm looking for this person. And I said, wait a minute, that's my great uncle. How did you know? Did you know that? And they said, no. So it was kind of weird that that happened. So I said, oh, since I was considering that, it's going to be him. Hopefully people will enjoy it. People will get the information and learn more. I'm trying to get young people to listen and learn and love
wow.
to you. Well, that's important.
Definitely. Now, your great uncle, is that the one Mike met?
No. Actually, my great uncle has passed away. My grandfather's brother, but the gentleman that Mike met is my uncle, my mom's brother. Now, it was really interesting because, you know, we were talking and it was like, oh, yeah, I met Mike Rose. And I'm like, you did?
Oh yes, I met her uncle at the batting cage. It's the batting cage out here, and I went there just to, you know, just to go out and have a good day, and went to the batting cage, and we just struck up a conversation, and he said, "Yeah, my niece Joy." I'm like Joy Hall. I'm like, so he said, "Yep." Yeah. So I told him that, you know, she helps us with the writing on our newsletter and things like that. So I told him that, you know, hey, you know, just let her know that, you know, we ran into each other.
he did. It was crazy. He's everywhere, and you never know where you're going to run into him. He's great with his business, New Horizons, trying to get people out there and helping in the HR field. So I'm just really proud of him as well. But I really just hope that people will continue to listen to your show, to listen to the new show that I'm going to be doing. Again, the idea is just to get the music out there. Like I said, tomorrow is going to be Ken Navarro. Next week we're going to have Peter White. And my feature is either going to be Sean Jones or Rohan Reed. I haven't decided yet. And so we're going to figure that out as I go along. This is going to be too much fun because I get to, you know, just tell people all the good music that's out there. And you understand how exciting that is, being the, how much you guys love it. And you have a passion for it, too. It's important to you guys just as it is to me. So that's all we want to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Rohan Reed is a good artist. He's a reggae jazz artist.
Yes. Yeah, when I found out about him, I listened to some of his stuff. Whoa. So we're going to be interviewing some. We're going to be introducing you to others. Take it back a little bit with the Fine Wine Vintage Jazz piece, and hopefully people will enjoy it. And I just have to say yesterday, I was really pleased to be a part of the show and the conversation yesterday in regard to Seasons of Music, because I've been hearing about that show. And I'm just proud of Yolanda and what she's trying to do. So we hope that people will support that and support everything that we're doing in jazz. We know that times are hard. You know, you can't always go buy this, that, and the other thing, but we can always find ways to support the music in any way that we can. And hopefully you guys just come and listen to us and continue to listen to Talking Smooth Jazz and support the queen of Mike here. That's very important.
Thanks.
Oh, well, congratulations on your debut show. Looking forward to listening to that tomorrow.
Yes.
So everyone, please tune in to Joy's brand new show, Cool Jazz Conversations. It debuts tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. And Joy, when you get back to the chat room, put the link in for the show. But it debuts tomorrow at 3:00 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Congratulations, girlfriend.
Thank you so much for you know, helping me out and planning and getting it together and understanding Blog Talk and just finding a way that we can support each other. That's what it's all about. So
Yes, we
really appreciate it. And I'm going to be listening to Darren, so I'll be glad to hear what he's got to say and listening to his stuff today.
Definitely. We're going to have to hook up, too. Because, like I said, you're in the area. So we're going to meet at a jazz concert or something like that and, you know, have some lunch or something.
Amen. And you saw that Bertie Williams is coming to Ram's Head on the 1st of October, did you not?
Yes, I did see that.
I'll be there, so maybe we'll hook up there.
All right.
All right, Joy.
Okay, great to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I'm still listening.
Okay. All right, so we're looking forward to listening to her show tomorrow, Cool Jazz Conversations, on blogtalkradio.com. She has posted the link in the chat room, but for those of you that are not in the chat room, the link is www.blogtalkradio.com/Cool Jazz Conversations. And if you go to her page and mark the show as a favorite, you'll get an email 1 hour before, a reminder email 1 hour before the show starts, so you can tune in. So, all right, Joy, we're looking forward to hearing that. All right, so, Mike, what's the score now?
The score is 31-24 and everything. Baltimore's up. But, sir, I also want to mention I was on Facebook today, and I seen something from Kelly Adolph, who is Brian O'Neill's manager, about a young man in Cincinnati. His name is Joe Mallory. He has a nonprofit organization called the Project Artreach organization, and they had a concert. They do an annual concert every year with a smooth jazz artist, and this year they had Leo Tizer with Kern Briggs. And what he does the same thing. He puts an independent artist on in front of a major artist, and he also has a thing for the kids where the kids form a band, and they actually open up for the concert. So he's doing that to bring arts to the kids of the community up there in Cincinnati. And like I said, that's a really good organization, so you guys look it up. I'm trying to get in touch with Mr. Mallory now so we can get him on and talk about his project, outreach program, you know, because like Joy was saying, we have to get the youth into the smooth jazz music too. Yes, we definitely have to. And try to get music into the schools, back in the schools. So that will definitely keep smooth jazz or just the fact that kids are learning music, period, you know.
All right. Yeah, I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah.
Definitely love to talk to him about that. All right. Well, good. Good, good, good. So we have some birthdays coming up. Smooth Jazz birthdays coming up next week. Let me run through those right quick. Mr. Daron, how are you?
I'm doing great.
This is our guest, Daron Moore. Is it Daron or Daron?
It's Daron.
Daron, okay. So Mr. Daron Cookie Moore is our guest bassist. Today, his fourth solo release, New Love, is all original songs blending energetic R&B tempos, funky bass lines, and smooth jazz grooves. Mr. Daron, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
How are you doing?
Mike.
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said awesome.
Oh, okay. So congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you, thank you.
So it's called New Love, A New Love, and were you recently married?
Yes, I was recently married.
okay.
Recently married, and basically ran into a childhood sweetheart that I had lost touch with for about 15 years, and we started dating after my divorce, a while after my divorce, and dated for a couple of years, and just celebrated a year of marriage, August 1st, 2009.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh, that's so sweet. And so the CD is inspired by, I'm assuming, by the new love and the wedding and everything, because the pictures, his cover CD has pictures of his wedding on it. Him and his new bride are on the back, and he's on the front in on an all-white suit. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. So tell us about the CD, A New Love.
Oh, it features, again, you mentioned it was my fourth project, so I wanted to do something different as I grow and mature in the music. The At Peace CD and Bases Loaded CD pretty much were just all instrumental. And so this project features vocals, features a special guest, Floyd Thomas, who is Jay Moss's music director, gospel artist, Jay Moss music artist, and then it also features a saxophonist, and my wife, Michelle Moore, is singing on Worth the Wait, and some local artists from Fort Wayne.
The Wait. Okay. I was just checking to see if that's one of the songs I uploaded. Yes, it is. All right, so we're going to listen to that one.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. And so basically, it took me a few years to come out with this one. But, you know, as you know, going through just the time that I went through as far as the divorce and so forth, I just put pretty much everything that I was going through, and then, you know, the celebrating of a new love and just life in general.
Okay. And so now your bio says that you started playing the piano at age 7, and then you were introduced to the bass at age 15.
Yes. Yes. My introduction to the bass was pretty much one of my parents' friends had a bass in their basement, and it was kind of thrown in the corner, and I saw it and pretty much asked her if I could have it, and she gave it to me, and it was a little scale bass, so I tuned it up and dusted off and tried to paint it and make it look good, and ever since then, you know, it was a God-given. I probably have had maybe 5 or 6 lessons throughout my lifetime, and you know, know, God has just allowed me to pick it up.
Wow. Now, you also attended Grambling, right? And you were enrolled in the at Wayne State for music.
Yes, I was enrolled at Grambling, and it's funny because I got a vocal scholarship to go to Grambling State, and haven't done too much singing since Grambling. And so when people hear me or ask me now, I let them know, yeah, I don't sing too much. I'm glad I married somebody who can. So Wayne State, I went to Wayne State, and I wanted to be a music major, but I just kind of got a slow start and a slow jump on it. I had already taken classes that didn't apply to the music major, and they kind of downplayed me. By me not having lessons and the traditional teaching, I went into a jury, so I played in front of all these professors, and man, I played a song, Autumn Leaves, which is a jazz standard, and man, I played it, and I thought I did an awesome job, and they commended me. They were like, man, we'll give you an A on just the composition of it, but you get an F for the class. And that was the shocking, I mean, it blew me away because they were like, well, I didn't play it in the traditional way. And so I talked to one of my mentors, Kerry Lacey, and he had told me, he said, man, well, you should have knew something was wrong when you went into the jury with a six-string bass.
Mm.
And I kind of was like, well, yeah, I guess so, because, you know, during those times it was about the jazz and the four-string bass and so forth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, how would you describe your music, your style of music? How would you describe your style?
You know, I like to give a lot of credit to Wayne and Tisdale. I grew up in the church, spent all my time. Well, my dad was a pastor, uncles were ministers and pastors, and so when I grew up, I really didn't get a chance to listen to a whole lot of the classical or traditional jazz. It was just pretty much gospel music, and some kind of way I stumbled over a Wayne and Tisdale face-to-face CD, and I was amazed that, you know, here you had a guy who was a Christian brother, and he was playing music with a bass guitar, and it was like, wow, this is the lead instrument. And I was thinking, this is awesome. So I had been writing songs and writing music, and I was thinking, well, man, the bass being the lead instrument seemed kind of strange to me. Then as I started researching, I looked up, you know, I found the Stanley Clarks, the Marcus Millers, the John Petitucci's, Victor Wooten's, and, you know, I think from there it just exploded from there.
Wow. Yeah. Did you ever get a chance to meet Wayman?
No, and I think I would have loved to shake his hand. I've seen videos on him, and I think he definitely was a beautiful person, and just was greatly saddened when I heard about, you know, him going on.
Yeah.
So you never saw him perform either?
I saw him perform maybe three times at Shane Park in Detroit, Michigan, and I was just like, man, I mean, and he pretty much inspired me to just keep doing what I was doing at a younger age, because, I mean, anybody that has seen Wayman Tisdale perform live is awesome. Is speechless. And so I was just like, man, that's what I want to do, you know, as I continue to mature into Darren Cookie, the artist.
All right. Well, let's listen to some of your music. And I will start with Work the Weight. What's the story behind this one?
Well, Worth the Wait, like I said, I ran into Michelle a few years back, but our guests in our story was I had a crush on Michelle back when we were like 11, 12 years old. And at that time, she really, we never kicked it off. And she would say, well, man, you kind of silly for me and all that stuff. You know, the typical thing that I guess the girls tell the kid, the guys that's a year younger or a couple of months. I think she has me by like 9 months or so. So she would tell me that I was too young and all this stuff. And so, you know, I was thinking and I was like, man, you know, 15 years later, you know, I still got you. I was like, wow, you know, man, you know, it's worth the wait. And so the words of that song is, you know, I'll wait a lifetime for your love. And, you know, we're excited. You know, we're excited about just our life together and just happy that, you know, it's like, man, and for me to go through what I went through starting off and still have an opportunity and a chance at love, the love of my life and lifetime mm-hmm. love is awesome.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I love that story.
Yeah, love great that. Story. Oh, all right, this is Worth the Wait. that was Worth the Wait from Daron Moore's, sorry, a new love CD. Now, are you playing the keyboards on this?
I'm doing all the instruments and producing and did the mix and everything on this particular project. Got a couple of songs that were mixed and mastered by another studio out in South Bend, Indiana. But pretty much doing everything.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, these days artists do have to be more involved in their projects.
Yes.
So that's a good thing, you know. Gives you more creative control over everything.
Well, and that's what, you know, I've learned over, I guess, these four projects is just, you know, you know how you want things to sound and come together and so forth. So you pretty much, like you said, if you kind of just give it to somebody and kind of turn your head, you know, you might not get what you're looking for.
So are you, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Are you performing in your area or are you performing outside of your area?
I would love to basically tour the world. Right now I play local at a couple of places here in Fort Wayne. I'm at Summit Ministries on Sunday mornings. I've played the Morty Comedy joint, which is in Indianapolis. Just did a show there August 22nd, and I'll be there again October 27th, I believe. It's going to be the fourth Thursday in October. And so just, you know, my calendar is starting to fill up, you know, as more people hear about me. And I think that's, as independent artists, I think that's kind of where we need the most help at, is just the marketing and the exposure, because I'm learning you can have a good product, but if nobody hears you and you only, you know, have been, let's say, exposed to 50 people, you know, even if those 50 people buy all your CDs, you know, you still might need to be working somewhere.
Yeah, very true, very true. And now, you guys, now you do a lot of corporate gigs, right?
I've done a couple, and, you know, we're looking at doing a few more of those. I have a March of Dimes benefit function that I'm supposed to be doing October 14th here in Fort Wayne. And so, you know, we're just working, staying busy, and getting prepared, I guess, for that call that, you know, I can open up for this major artist, or, you know, I can be on the ticket with this major artist.
Yeah, really. Because
me and Terry,
we were, I'm sorry, Terry, but me and Terry,
that's okay.
Our thing is to basically try to, you know, help artists like you out that have the passion and the desire. You know, you guys are doing your own things, making albums and your own music and things like that. But like I said, you guys need the avenue to get out there. And I think me and Terry, we've talked about this so many times. We think that that's the key, is to put independent artists like yourself in front of a major artist so that you guys can, like you said, you know, get exposed to a larger audience base.
Right.
That would be awesome and very, very helpful. Very helpful.
Now, this is something I'm curious about. You have done three CDs. I think your first one was in 2002.
Yeah.
So this is your fourth one. As an indie artist, how do you produce the CD? The CD itself, in terms of, you know, pressing the CD and all of that. I mean, you probably don't have to press it, but do you record the music, save it as an MP3, and then copy it on a CD?
Yes, what I've basically have done, and like I said, by me growing up in the church, you know, I give all credit to God, because, you know, the first CD, pretty much what it was, it was a prayer that I was like, okay, Lord, this is what I want to do. Show me what I need to do to get it out, show me what I need to do to, you know, have it sound the way it should sound so that people would be interested in my music. And I had a friend by the name of Lynn Cannon, which has a couple of, he has a couple of projects out. Smooth Sailing, I think, is one of his projects. Pizzazz, I think, is another one of his projects. Well, anyway, Lynn Cannon ran into me at a Guitar Center out in Canton, Michigan, and hooked up with me and showed me pretty much everything he knew about the at that time it was digital recording. We both were using one of the music programs, which is Logic. And, you know, it was awesome that, you know, here's a guy that didn't know me, took me up under his wing, showed me how to record tracks, showed me different things as far as just how to be successful as far as putting my music out. And, you know, I had an opportunity a few years ago to go to Victor Wooten's base camp. And,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, Victor Wooten is, I mean, he's another nice guy, down to earth.
Yes.
I hung out with him, and at the end of camp, you know, it's about seizing those opportunities. I gave him my At Peace project, and the most amazing thing I think ever that happened was he popped it open and put it in the CD player right in front of me. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm thinking most, like at this caliber, most guys probably would have, you know, just like, okay, I get, because it's like, how many CDs did you get from the 60 of us that was there? And I mean, but for him to take my CD and listen to it and actually look at me and say, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. You got some hot stuff here, man. This is nice. And I'm thinking, and I'm melting because I'm like, wow, Victor Wooten has just listened to my CD and said that he likes it. You know, I'm thinking, this is awesome. And so, you know, with the recording and the mixing, you know, I pretty much, the way I mix and master my material is I play it in every CD player I can find, from, you know, the little pocket CD players to the little boom box to the Bose stereos to, I mean, and it's like, if it sounds good on all those levels, then, you know, it's good to go. And, you know, I still would love to do, my dream is to do, I think it might be my next project. I'm looking forward to doing a live version, a live CD of, it'd be all of Darren Cookie Moore's favorites. And so I'm looking at taking probably 12 to 15 songs off of my four and doing them live with maybe a 7-8-piece band.
Wow.
Well, Alan, nice. Yeah, I would definitely look forward to that. I hope that that happens for you, because that would be great.
Thank you.
That would be great. One of my favorite songs on the CD is called A New Beginning. I'm going to play this next.
Okay.
But I'm sure this is a, you know, this is inspired by your recent marriage, you finding Michelle, and you guys coming together, and you having a new beginning, starting a new life. And it's my interpretation of the title. Okay.
Well, and it's funny. This is how long this project has been in the making. I actually had a friend by the name of Azira out in Ypsilanti, Michigan, who we came over. She laid down the vocal tracks for me back in probably, man, like 07. And
wow,
it was New Beginning. And for whatever reason, the song stuck. And it was like, the song has to be on the project. It just has to be on the project. And so the CD was going to be named A New Beginning. But then I was like, well, I mean, but I like the fact that, you know, it's a new love, you have things going on. I'm like, nah, I like that a new love feeling. So new beginning, like you said, it just focused on a new beginning with everything, mm-hmm. with the music, with love in itself, so forth.
And tell me the name of the vocalist again.
Her name is Zira.
Okay. All right, this is A New Beginning. A New Beginning. That's my favorite. I love that one. I love that.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I like the, because you playing is more pronounced on this song, and I love that. I like that song.
Yeah, very nice.
So, is there anything else that you would like us to know about you?
Well, again, like I said, I'm Darren Cookie Moore. I can be anybody that's looking to purchase CDs or get information on me. I thank CDBaby.com. They have done a lot for independent artists. Just, I've had CDs purchased in Japan and Europe.
Oh.
and it's been awesome because, you know, without, I guess, CDBaby.com giving us that platform to have our music heard and being able to be downloaded, you know, it's like it would be much harder to reach out to those areas. And so, you know, I'd like to thank CDBaby.com. Mm-hmm. And again, if you would like to pick up a CD, you can go to CDBaby.com, and then it would be /ALLR/DarrenCookie.
Okay, great.
I was talking to Mike about CDBaby.com yesterday and saying that we need to get somebody from there on the show because you're right, all they sell is indie music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to talk to the person that created the site and want to know why they decided just to sell indie music and not, you know, any major music. So that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. And I wanted to also mention, too, Darren, I'm looking at your bio, and you were saying that, like I said earlier, you want to share your music with the world, and you feel that this is your calling, this is your ministry and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really love that you put that.
Mm-hmm. Give me the CDBaby.com/all/DarrenCookie. Okay. All right, I just wanted to put it in the chat room. All right.
That'd be excellent. And you know, I'd like to thank this, you know, my the different companies that have taken me up under their wings. You know, Yamaha, you know, I play, that's my Yamaha basses is pretty much what I use. Galleon Cougar, Herky, and SIT Strings, you know, and definitely just like to thank you guys for allowing me to just be on here. When I got the news from you on Facebook, I was like, wow, this is exciting. So, Facebook, I still, you know, my wife has been very instrumental. I couldn't stand Facebook. I really didn't know anything about it. So it was kind of like, man, I ain't trying to get on Facebook. I was a MySpace person. And then after getting on Facebook and dealing with Facebook and just the contacts that, you know, I've been able to make on Facebook with you guys has been awesome, you know. So just want to thank you guys for just giving me this opportunity to share my music with your listening audience.
Well, it's our pleasure to do that.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So we would look forward to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Barry, if possible, can we play one of my favorites?
I'm not sure if I loaded it up. I loaded up A New Love and A New Worth the Wait and A New Beginning.
Okay. Well, when you get a chance, listen to The One.
Oh, okay.
That is featuring a good friend of mine, Floyd Thomas. It's awesome. It's awesome. So if you get a chance, you know, let your listening audience listen to that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
We'll do.
And me and Terry, we're really trying to help all the indie artists, you know, get their music promoted and get you guys more exposure. Like I said, I've just set up a booking agency for independent artists and everything, so I'm definitely trying to help out, you know, a lot of the independent artists and guys like yourself to get more gigs and a lot of different places and everything. So definitely we will have to, you know, sit down and talk. And like I said, and, you know, me and you and Terry, we can try to come up with something to help a lot of you guys out with that.
Well, that would be
definitely
awesome. And just for, you know, the record, my contact information, anybody want to reach me by phone, they can do so at area code 260-580-9370.
Okay. And what's your, you have an email address?
Yes, my email address is D as in David, Cookie, C-O-O-K-I-E, M as in more, @gmail.com.
Okay. All right. All right, we got that. Cool. Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. We appreciate you spending some time today to come on and tell us about yourself and your music.
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for having me, and you know, like to thank God for making this, you know, making it all possible. And, you know, I just expect great things, you know, with you guys' help and you know, just those that are listening and just spreading good music. I think, especially in today's times, I mean, you know, I tell people I don't have a problem with the sequence or the sampling and all that stuff, but I'm like, I love Foreplay and Earth, Wind, and Fire and the guys that just brought it time in after time just with live music, you know, going to a show, seeing sweat, seeing people just drench shirts, and, you know, I'm like, man, I love that, and that's what I create. If anybody looks at my Facebook, I got a couple of videos on YouTube, and on Facebook, if you just type in Darren Cookie Moore, stuff will pop up. You know, I try to, people say, why you play so hard? And I'm like, you know, I don't think, I don't ever want to take for granted the opportunity that I have to share my music with someone. So I try to give everything that I get when I'm playing. And it's like, hey, if that was my last time playing, I don't think people would ever be disappointed.
I love that. Love that.
And I will continue to play your music as well, get it out there, get it heard. So, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Much continued success to you and your bride, Michelle.
Yes.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. So we will see you. Okay. We'll see you on Facebook.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a blessed day.
You too, okay?
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. That was Darren Cookie Moore from his talking about his CD, A New Love, which you can find on cdbaby.com. He is also on Facebook and on MySpace. So we have 6 minutes left. I want to say happy birthday to Sheldon Reynolds. His birthday is today. Sheldon plays in Brian Culberson's band. Sheldon's a bassist. I believe he plays the bass guitar. Matthew Odom, his birthday is tomorrow. Matthew is the program director of BaySmoothJazz.com, and Matthew was very instrumental in getting in my interview with Nick Colleone last year. He helped me get the book that interview with Carol Ray, and we had Carol Ray on the show yesterday. And so Matthew was very instrumental in helping me get that booking, and I always call that interview my gift interview because that's exactly what it was. With Nick Colleone. So thank you again, Matthew. On September 15th, Lynn Roundtree birthday, Earl Clue's birthday is on the 16th, and Mike Reynolds, my co-host, his birthday is on the 17th. So happy birthday to you all.
Yes, yes, my 25th birthday.
You wish.
Oh, well, we won't tell nobody, you know. Oh, man.
All right, next week, next Saturday, Michael Linton is scheduled to be on. And next Sunday, September 20th, Nelson Rangel is scheduled to be on. Please note that all interviews are subject to rescheduling and cancellation. So if that happens, I try my best to get them rebooked. But that's who we are looking forward to talking to next week, Michael Linton and Nelson Rangel. All right, Mike, anything you want to add?
No, that's about it. Like I said, can't wait
you
to next
can't
week.
Can't wait to get back to the game.
Well, actually, no, the Ravens game is off, and now the Redskins are on. So, you know, like I said, it's the first week I have a buddy who invited me to go to New York to the game. And I told him, no, you know, I said, you know, I was going to stay home and just chill out and watch the game on TV and you know, and do the show and everything. But but definitely, like I said, the first week of the season, everybody's pumped up about the, you know, football being back. So like I said, just can't wait the next week to talk to Michael and talk to Nelson.
Okay. Oh, and Mike, talk about your really quickly, your talking sports with Mike Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, Talking Sports with Mike Williams. Like, so we're going to be on every Tuesday now. Like I said, we're going to wait for the Monday night game to go off, and we're going to go, come on every Tuesday. And I'm also thinking about doing the ViewScreen TV, live web stream TV. A couple of vloggers out there are doing that, Troy Rollins and Lim Dunnigan, who are part of my Bomb Squad crew. And they've done ViewScreen, which is like live, you know, webcasting. So I'm thinking about adding that also to my vlogs and to my show. So like I said, so we, you know, we're going to try to do some things a little differently as far as, you know, putting a little video in some things. So that'll be kind of fun.
Okay. All right. I just posted the link in the chat room. So I hope that's right. It's Mike Reynolds and not Talking Sports with Mike Reynolds, right?
Right. Right. It's just Mike Reynolds.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they can just search Mike Reynolds on there and it'll come up.
Okay. So check out his sports show, all of you sports fans. Check him out on Tuesday. All right. We want to thank again Darren Moore for coming on and talking about his new CD. And I hope you all have a great week. Thank you, Cool Jazz Conversations. We look forward to listening to your debut show tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. Dick Fairchild, Frumpy, all the way from Germany. Guest 1218, Love Buffet Style. I love that name. Thank you all for tuning in, coming into the chat room, and hanging out with us today. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz on blogtalkradio.com with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next week. Have a smooth day.